Lesson 48, Jacob 7. Introduction. Jacob relied on the Lord and on his unshakable testimony to overcome the false ideas and arguments of Sheram, an antichrist. He especially drew strength from past experiences that had strengthened his faith in Jesus Christ. He also relied on the guidance of the Holy Spirit, his knowledge of the scriptures and the words of the prophets, and his testimony of Jesus Christ. When Sheram demanded a sign that would prove Jacob's words, he was smitten by God. Jacob concluded his record by describing how the Nephites trusted in the Lord as they fortified themselves against the Lamanites. Before Jacob died, he entrusted the small plates to his son Enos. Suggestions for teaching. Jacob 7 verses 1 through 14. Jacob relies on the Lord as he faces Sheram, an antichrist. Before class, write on the board the following statement by Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "One of mortality's great tests comes when our beliefs are questioned or criticized." End quote. Ask students to think of a time when someone questioned or criticized their beliefs. Invite several of them to share how they felt when that happened. You may also want to briefly share an experience from your life. Note, invite students to share experiences. When students share inspiring experiences, it invites the Spirit of the Lord into the classroom. As students hear the experiences and testimonies of their peers, their testimonies are strengthened, and they learn new ways to apply gospel principles in their lives. It is usually sufficient to have 1 to 3 students share experiences. Avoid calling on the same few students to share each day. Try to involve everyone. Explain that Jacob 7 recounts Jacob's experience with Sheram, an antichrist. You may want to explain that an antichrist is anyone or anything that counterfeits the true gospel or plan of salvation, and that openly or secretly is set up in opposition to Christ. Sheram sought Jacob out to challenge his faith. Invite students to read Jacob chapter 7 verses 1 through 5 silently. Ask them to identify, number 1, what Sheram was trying to do, and 2, how he sought to accomplish his goals. After students have finished reading, ask them to describe what they have learned about Sheram. You may want to ask some of the following questions to enhance the discussion. What effect did Sheram have on the people? What do you see in Jacob chapter 7 verses 1 through 5 that reminds you of times when others have questioned or criticized your faith? As you discuss this question, you may need to help students understand that not all people who question or criticize our faith have the same motives as Sheram. While some people like Sheram deliberately seek to destroy faith, others may question our faith because they are curious or because they have been misinformed concerning our beliefs. Why is it sometimes difficult to defend our faith against people like Sheram? Copy the following scripture references and statements on the board. To save time, you may want to copy these on the board before class. You may also want to prepare them as a handout. Refer to the list of scriptures on page 163 of Lesson 48 in the manual. Explain that the verses in this list describe Jacob's responses when Sheram challenged his beliefs. The statements on the right represent Jacob's responses, but they are listed out of order and need to be matched to their corresponding verses. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Jacob chapter 7, verses 5 through 14. As they read, have them pause after each of the passages listed on the board. Ask students to match each passage with its corresponding statement. You might want to invite a student to come to the board and draw lines from the scripture references to the matching statements. Answers 1D, 2C, 3A, 4E, 5B. When students have completed the matching activity, ask, "What principles do you see taught in the verses we just read?" If no one suggests it, make sure students understand that as we rely on the Lord, we can overcome challenges to our faith. You may want to write this principle on the board. Explain that Jacob's responses to Sheram provide an example for us to follow as we respond to those who question or criticize our faith. The follow-up questions listed below are designed to help students think more deeply about what Jacob did to rely on the Lord. Answering these questions will give students an opportunity to illustrate and testify how similar actions have helped them when others have challenged their faith. It will also help them learn how to respond appropriately to future challenges to their faith. Because there are more questions below than you will likely have time to use in class, select only a few questions to use in your discussion. As you do this, seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost, and bear in mind the experiences students shared at the beginning of class. You might also consider asking students which of Jacob's actions they would like to discuss further. Note: ask follow-up questions. When you ask follow-up questions, it gives students a chance to express what they have learned, deepen their understanding, and think about how gospel truths relate to their lives. Take care not to rush through a long list of follow-up questions. It is usually better to ask a few questions and give students time to respond thoughtfully. What happened to Jacob in the past that made his faith unshakable? What are some experiences that have strengthened your faith? You might give students time to ponder this question before asking them to respond. Assure them that they do not need to share experiences that are too personal or private. How can remembering these experiences help you when someone questions or criticizes your faith? When has the Holy Ghost helped you respond to questions or criticisms about your faith? How can a daily habit of studying the Scriptures and the words of Latter-day Prophets help you when others question or criticize your faith? When have you shared your testimony with someone who has questioned or criticized your faith? What was the result? When Shechem demanded a sign, why was it wise for Jacob to leave the outcome in the Lord's hands, rather than seek to prove the truthfulness of his testimony himself? How does it help you to know that it is not necessary for you to prove the truthfulness of your testimony to those who challenge your faith? Jacob chapter 7, verses 15 through 27. After Shechem is struck dumb, he confesses his sins, testifies of the truth, and then dies, leading the Nephite multitude to turn back to the Lord. Read the following statement by Elder Robert D. Hales. Quote, through the years we learn that challenges to our faith are not new, and they aren't likely to disappear soon, but true disciples of Christ see opportunity in the midst of opposition. Fortunately, the Lord knows the hearts of our accusers and how we can most effectively respond to them. As true disciples seek guidance from the Spirit, they receive inspiration tailored to each encounter. And in every encounter, true disciples respond in ways that invite the Spirit of the Lord. End quote. What do you think it means to see opportunity in the midst of opposition? As students respond to this question, help them understand that good can result as we respond to challenges to our faith in ways that invite the Spirit of the Lord. Divide students into pairs. Have each partnership read Jacob 7, verses 15 through 23, looking for anything good that resulted from Jacob's encounter with Shechem. After students have finished reading, invite a few of them to explain what they have found. Consider using some of the following questions to help students analyze these verses. What evidence do you see that Jacob hoped that his encounter with Shechem would help others? See Jacob 7, 22. Help students see that Jacob had prayed for the Nephite multitude who witnessed Shechem's confession and death. According to Jacob 7, 23, how did Jacob's encounter with Shechem ultimately affect the multitude? What truths can we learn from the results of Jacob's encounter with Shechem? Students may identify multiple answers to this question. Some may suggest the principles listed below. All prophets testify of Jesus Christ. As we respond to questions or criticisms of our faith in ways that invite the Spirit, we can help others turn to the Lord. Prophets help us recognize and overcome Satan's deceptions. Those who rebel against God and actively preach against the truth will face severe consequences from the Lord. Searching the Scriptures will help us avoid being deceived. As students identify principles such as those listed above, consider asking follow-up questions to help them apply the principles in their lives. How can living according to this principle help you? How can knowing this principle help you to help others? How might you seek to apply this principle in your life? Invite students to respond to the following questions in their Scripture study journals. What is one thing you will begin doing or continue doing to help you prepare for a time when someone challenges your faith? Share your testimony that we can successfully overcome challenges to our faith as we follow Jacob's example of relying on the Lord. Jacob Review. Take some time to help students review the book of Jacob. Ask them to think about what they have learned from this book, both in seminary and in their personal scripture study. If needed, invite them to scan the 7 chapters of Jacob to help them remember. Ask them to prepare to share something about Jacob or his writings that has impressed them. You might remind them that Jacob was born in the wilderness, in the land of Bountiful, near the Red Sea, and he died in the land of Nephi. He was also blessed by Lehi, and he saw the Savior. His older brother Nephi included some of his sermons on the small plates. After sufficient time, invite several students to share their thoughts and feelings. Consider sharing your testimony about how Jacob's example and teachings have blessed your life.